6:09 on this Wednesday morning. Let's get a look at what's happening with the news. We turn it over to Chantel Grove. Good morning, Chantel.
Good morning, John. Good morning, everyone. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources has entered into a consent order with Waspe's truck stop after illegal discharges into state waters were discovered. The DNR first became aware of the issue on September 26, 2016, during a routine stormwater inspection at the construction site for their new facility in Audubon. Following that visit, Waspe's was notified of concerns with the site's silt fencing, stormwater controls, and sediment migration. According to the DNR, water was flowing into nearby road ditches that feed into the South Skunk and East Nishnabotna rivers. Inspectors returned in May, June, and August of last year and found these issues still remained. To avoid litigation, Waspe's agreed to a consent order on April 17th. The order states all illegal discharges into state waters will cease. The company will comply with all regulations regarding stormwater management and pay an administrative penalty. The DNR assessed a $1,000 fine based on economic benefits of noncompliance, $2,000 for the severity of the offense, and $2,000 for failure to follow construction regulations. Waspe's has waived the right to appeal by agreeing to the terms of the consent order. The Carroll City Council on Monday night approved a request from Mike Wendell, president of Wendell's Weapons, LLC, for permission to discharge firearms within the city limits. Wendell was seeking this consent in order to continue exploring the building of a firearm retail store and indoor firing range at the former Carroll Auto Salvage location on Highway 30 East. Wendell says there's been a lot of interest in an indoor shooting range.
Right now, we currently get about 2 to 3 customers a week asking that there's an indoor place to shoot. So the need is there. And looking at our customer base, we're drawing in people from 75 miles, even Des Moines and Omaha, that come to Carroll just to go to my current location, let alone if we have an indoor range and offer all the services that we plan on offering.
He says there are indoor ranges in Denison and Boone, but nothing like what he is proposing.
The best way to say it is it's going to be state of the art. It's all automated and everything. The closest one that would be comparable to this is McCunn's down in Messina, which is an hour and a half, 2 hours away.
This is not just something for use by the general public. Wendell has seen interest from local law enforcement. Carroll Chief of Police Brad Burke says he has discussed with Wendell using the facility, especially in the winter months and for low-light and no-light shooting practice. Wendell is also seeking input on use from other agencies in the area.
The Sheriff's Department is definitely on board, as well as in talks with the Mayor of Lake City, and I have a meeting with the Denison Police Chief on Thursday.
The entire facility will be Environmental Protection Agency and Occupational Safety and Health Administration regulated for air quality, lead filtration at a 99.9 purity rate. Another concern Wendell is addressing up front is the potential noise factor.
And as for the sound of gunshots at the shooting ranges that we have toured, being right outside, basically slamming a car door will be louder than what you would hear. And we're going to take extra steps and put some insulation on the outside, because it's going to be completely encased in 8 to 12 inches of concrete. So you don't have to worry about any bullets going stray, and sound is going to be very minimal.
The council approved a recommendation from Chief Burke for a 2-year non-assignable consent, allowing the discharge of firearms effective upon Wendell's certification of occupancy at the site. The council will then review the consent and receive an update at that 2-year mark. If the determination is made to move forward with the project, Wendell anticipates the building being completed in December of this year or January of 2019. Abortion rights groups say they've filed a lawsuit challenging the constitutionality of the nation's most restrictive abortion law, which bans most abortions once a fetal heartbeat is detected around the 6th week of pregnancy. The Iowa law is slated to take effect July 1st. Planned Parenthood and the American Civil Liberties Union filed the challenge Tuesday in Des Moines. The groups are seeking an injunction that would put the law on hold during the lawsuit, a process that could take years. The Iowa Attorney General announced that he would not defend the law because it would undermine rights and protections for women. Republicans want the legal challenge to reach the U.S. Supreme Court in hopes of overturning the 1973 Roe v. Wade ruling. And Senator Charles Grassley, a leading supporter of corn-based ethanol, says he'll call for Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Scott Pruitt's resignation if Pruitt doesn't work to fulfill federal ethanol mandates. Grassley is showing frustration with Pruitt's lack of action to uphold the renewable fuel standards law. On a conference call with agriculture reporters Tuesday, Grassley said Pruitt had better follow through with ethanol mandates, or I'm going to be calling for Pruitt to resign because I'm done playing around with this. Grassley says President Donald Trump has committed to upholding 15 billion gallons of ethanol to be mixed into the nation's fuel supply, but Pruitt has been allowing refineries to evade some of that commitment by issuing waivers. Grassley says that has reduced ethanol content to 13.8 billion gallons. And that's your first look at news. I'm Chantel Grove reporting.
Yeah, there hasn't been a whole lot nice written about Scott Pruitt in a long time as far as his spending and things like that. And now Grassley's saying, if you don't do this, he's on board with getting rid of you.
Yeah, and those waivers are being issued against the intent, their original intent. So they're not going to the small refineries like they're supposed to be going to. They're going to big oil. So.
And it always flows that way.
Doesn't
oil
it?
Always flows to the big oil companies.
Yeah,
so,
definitely.
And all of that. Thanks, Chantel, for the news update. Once again, 53 degrees here in Carroll. It is a gorgeous morning outside. We're going to get even better. We've got a forecast that you are going to love coming up in just a couple moments.